and ultimately to lead to better outcomes for historically marginalized groups. From engaging in routine performance discussions in the workplace across dimensions of diversity to talking with children about differences, we often struggle to find the right words. In my work as a diversity, equity, inclusion DEI consultant, I regularly witness these struggles. It is not that most people do not want to engage in inclusive conversations. They do not know how. They do not know what to say so as not to offend or be accused of insensitivity or worse. In today's divisive climate, we may be afraid to offer our perspective, fearing that it might spark a verbal attack. In 2017, I wrote, "We Can't Talk About That at Work: How to Talk About Race, Religion, and Politics, and Other Polarizing Topics," to provide a roadmap for the prerequisites for engaging in conversations on what are often divisive subjects. Inclusive conversations, fostering equity, empathy, and belonging across differences, goes deeper to lay out the conditions for effectively engaging in dialogue that fosters equity, empathy, and belonging, not only in the workplace, but also in other settings. The book chronicles